And I'm Bill George back here on InfoNation. In the past couple of weeks, it has definitely turned a little bit cooler here. We know that December weather is here, and that means that we're all depending on our heat a lot more, and there are a lot of folks in our community that are having trouble with their heating bills, and that can be a very uncomfortable situation during the winter. Fortunately, there is a way that they can get help. It's the Rhode Island Good Neighbor Energy Fund. Here to talk to us a little bit about that is the chairman of this year's fund. It's Mike Kirkwood. He's also the general manager at Pasco Utility District. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Very good, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
It's our pleasure. Mike, for folks who aren't aware of what the Rhode Island Good Neighbor Energy Fund does, give us kind of a thumbnail of what the program's all about.
Yeah, it's really an excellent program, Bill, that was actually started back in 1986, so we're in our 31st year now. And it's an effort started by the energy companies in Rhode Island, the various energy companies. We have United Way of Rhode Island, which is a great partner who administers the fund for us. It involves the corporate community, and it involves individual Rhode Islanders who are compassionate and looking to help folks out. And the folks that we try and help out with the money that we raise through this partnership, this fund, are those that might be in temporary crisis. They may not qualify for federal or state programs, but for some unforeseen circumstance like loss of a job or emergency medical bills, maybe having trouble making ends meet. And what this fund does is try to help them pay for their energy bills to keep heating their house during the winter.
And I know that there's probably a lot of folks that don't realize that they qualify for this because the requirements to qualify for the Good Neighbor Energy Fund are different than other programs. So tell us about how folks can kind of figure out if they might be eligible to get some help here.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Bill. And based on the fact that this is really made to be a fund to help people who are in temporary crisis, not chronically in crisis, qualifications are that you can make up to 300% or three times the federal poverty level income. So as an example of that, a household of two people can make up to $48,060 a year and still qualify for the help that this fund provides to to provide heat for the household. And a couple, household of four folks can actually make up to $72,900. And there's, various amounts in between that, depending on how many folks in your household. Best way to find out is to contact one of the CAP agencies, the Consumer Action Program agencies. Mm-hmm. You can contact United Way directly, and the easiest way to do that is to dial 211 on your phone, and that puts you right into the United Way hotline, and they'll find the correct services for you and be able to tell you what the qualifications are. You can also find the information on RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org if you have a computer handy. So there's several ways to find out if you qualify or not. But, again, that the crux of it is it's for people that are in temporary crisis.
Right. And, that 211 is a great service. United Way runs that that phone service. You dial 211 from any phone. And it's almost like dialing 411, but it's for folks who are in need. So if you have trouble meeting your heating bills, they can tell you whether or not you qualify and get you in the program. And for folks who do qualify, what kind of assistance, what kind of money could they actually be seeing to help out with their utility bills?
Yeah, this is the great thing. You can qualify no matter what type of fuel you use, whether it's natural gas, electricity, oil, fuel oil, propane, even wood or coal, and the amounts vary depending on the fuel source, but you can receive up to $450 for the season in help, which goes a long way towards filling a tank of oil or any of those other bills that are coming in for the various sources.
Yeah, absolutely. And where does the money come from for the fund?
The energy companies themselves start the fund each year with a donation, and then other amounts come from individuals. When people get their utility bills, often in the winter there'll be a yellow envelope in there that'll that'll show that it's for the Good Neighbor Energy Fund. They can send an amount or donation in that way. They can also go onto that same website I mentioned before, which is RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org, or they can even text on their phone, text the word WARM to the number 91999. These are all ways that individuals can contribute. And additionally, we have a lot of great corporate partners out there that donate year after year after year, and all this money comes into this one particular fund and then gets dispersed for those people that that are in need and qualify for it.
That's good to know. You know, it's funny, there's so many folks that are getting their bills electronically nowadays that it's good to know about those website options and the text options. So more information on that, as Mike said, at RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org. You know, it's one thing if you get the paper envelope, you can kind of put that little yellow envelope aside and remember to, maybe when you do your end-of-the-year donations to help them out. But if you don't get an electronic one, go ahead and check out the website and get more information on how you can help out your neighbors in need, RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org. So, Mike, thanks very much. We appreciate you talking to us about the Rhode Island Good Neighbor Energy Fund. Anything else that we need to know?
No, I think you've covered it all, Bill, and, you know, thanks for giving us this opportunity to get the message out in this forum, too. The more people that know about it, you know, the better that it is that we can help our neighbors.
Absolutely. Mike Kirkwood with the Good Neighbor Energy Fund and the Pasco Utility District. Mike, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.